Power 100, you're listening to the Sideline View with Joppy. Now, I kind of scrapped MVP of the week for this week and changed it to a club who I think has done amazing. It's the Townsville Bouncers Basketball Club, who got six teams to the junior finals. And, you know, it's amazing. Three teams for the boys, three teams for the girls. Amazing feat. And I caught up with their president and one of the coaches, Corey Davis. Corey, how impressive is this feat for the club?
Oh, Joseph, it's fantastic. Bouncers have got a really rich... We were established in 1953, so we're one of the oldest clubs. And we've produced Olympians. We also produced Peter Crawford as well, who still plays A-grade for us in the men. So we've got, you know, a couple of Olympians that still play in our A-grade team, and we like to think that we produce, you know, juniors that make it in seniors, as well as a lot of the boys that play for the Townsville Heat, Bouncers boys as well. So, yeah, it's impressive, definitely, for sure. I think we stagnated, you know, at some stage in the last few years with our juniors. We were kind of, our junior numbers have dropped, but in the last season they've started to pick up again, and we've got a huge waiting list for the winter season. So, yeah, it's certainly impressive to have half our junior teams making the grand final. It's fantastic. So it's a good strike rate, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's a great sign for, you know, grassroots, you know, basketball in Townsville. But, yeah, the other thing I noticed was, you know, three girls teams, three boys. How good is it to see the girls doing just as good as the guys and having a great, like, participation rate?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I'm also a teacher, and I've got two daughters, so that's one thing that I'm always acutely aware of, pushing girls and making sure that they get even opportunities in everything they do. And we don't have quite the quantity of girls teams at Bouncers as we do of boys teams. We have more boys teams, but our girls teams have almost made the grand final. We've got quite a lot of quality in our girls ranks. So, yeah, we just got to build up the numbers now in that girls side of it, because we've got a massive waiting list in the boys.
You know, you touched on the winter season. If there are any junior players out there who haven't tried basketball or are keen to sign up, you know, how do they get involved, and when does that all kick off?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So the winter season kicks off at the start of term two, so of school. So the first game is at the end of April. So if they'd like to sign up, the sign-on day is this Sunday, so at Townsville Basketball. The sign-on day is 9 a.m. to midday in the morning, but they can just go to Townsville Basketball on Facebook or Townsville Basketball website, and they can request a club, or they can just go to any of the club's Facebook sites and request. Sure, most clubs are looking for players, and the games are played, depends what age group you're in, but clubs are played, games are played on Friday night or Saturdays, and under-18s are played on Sundays.
And if you're in the mood for a bit of basketball, make sure you head down to the Murray Sports Arena and watch the finals there at the stadium. Big day of finals, and it's a great chance to, you know, go down and support your local basketball team. But Corey, thank you so much for the interview, and congrats, and good luck to the rest of your teams playing today.
Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to the Sideline View with Joppy on Power 100. More rock coming up after the break. A bit of Guns N' Roses, Billy Idol, and Bon Jovi coming your way.